Beloved brothers and sisters, because these, our sons who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of priests, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. It is true that God has made his entire holy people a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great priest himself, Jesus Christ, chose certain disciples to carry out publicly in his name and on behalf of mankind a priestly office in the church. For Christ was sent by the Father, and he in turn sent the apostles into the world so that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are established as co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office and with whom they are called to the service of the people of God. After mature deliberation, these, our brothers, are now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate, so as to serve Christ, the teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ the eternal high priest and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, they will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. Dominic and Jared, what you have just stood and declared present in a former time, meaning the same thing candidates would say ad sum, there is much more to the calling of you forward and your response than taking role. The church from ancient times has understood that this means when you say present, you are ready and you place yourselves in the hands of the Lord, saying, take me and make of me what you will. In our present times, we are much in need, both in the church and in a devolving culture, of those who willingly, courageously declare they are present and they are ready, ready to be the witnesses to the beauty of holiness, witnesses to the splendor of truth, and witnesses to the joy and the freedom born of a living friendship with Christ. In his homily preached at the Mass of inauguration of his pontificate in 2005, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, among so many things said in that sermon, There is nothing more beautiful than to know him and to tell others of our friendship with him. Do that and know that the graces given to you this day in abundance by God the Holy Spirit make that possible. Not just for today or this year, but it makes it possible, if you are willing, for the rest of your lives, and in so doing, your example will convert hearts to Christ. And now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ the teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God which you have received with joy, meditating on the law of the Lord. See that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. In this way, let what you teach be nourishment for the people of God. Let the holiness of your lives be a delightful fragrance in Christ faithful, so that by word and example you may build up the house which is God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying. For by your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ, which will be offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar, in union with the faithful in the celebration of the sacraments. Understand, therefore, what you do, and imitate what you celebrate. As celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful and to walk in newness of life. Remember, when you gather others into the people of God through baptism, and when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world, remember then that you are taken from among men and appointed on their behalf for those things that pertain to God. Therefore, carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. Finally, dear sons, exercising for your part the office of Christ, head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, and who came to seek out and save what was lost.